me earlier. And live from London, this is World Briefing with Andrew Peach here on the BBC World Service. Human Rights Watch have called on the organisers of the Formula One Grand Prix competition to think very carefully about staging the race in Bahrain, a country which they say is in crisis. A crackdown against protesters from the island's majority Shia Muslim community is continuing, yet the prestigious motor race is scheduled to arrive in Bahrain in less than 2 weeks from now. Meanwhile, a prominent protester who's been on hunger strike for more than 60 days is reported to be close to death. Here's John McManus.
Bahrain's Shia Muslims have long complained that they suffer discrimination at the hands of the country's rulers, the minority Sunni Muslims led by King Hamad Al Khalifa. Last year, a series of demonstrations and occupations by protesters calling for greater rights was met with violence by security forces. Among those who were imprisoned for life was Abdul Hadi Al Hawaja. In a further protest, he's now been refusing food for more than 60 days and his condition is said to be serious. On Sunday, a request to transfer him to Denmark, where he holds citizenship, was turned down. Mr. Al-Hawaj's daughter, Mariam, told the BBC that her father was suffering for a noble cause.
We've been raised to understand that no freedom or justice comes without sacrifice in countries like ours. And so if the sacrifice will have to be my father's life for freedom and justice to come to Bahrain, then it may be the sacrifice that we need to make.
Following last year's violence, King Hamad initiated a commission to recommend reforms. Despite this, Joe Stork, a spokesman for Human Rights Watch, says not much has changed. He stopped short of calling for a boycott of the Grand Prix, but he says that some racing teams are themselves questioning the wisdom of travelling to Bahrain as the situation deteriorates.
If the commission's recommendations had been implemented, Abdul Hadi Khawaja would be a free man today. But on the ground, we see rising number of deaths and serious injuries from tear gas, from beatings. We're seeing in the last couple of weeks is a spike in confrontations and clashes and with very deadly results.
The Bahraini government says that the protesters are trying to destabilize the country on behalf of its regional rival Iran, but that it's making progress in implementing reforms. Formula One's governing body, the International Automobile Federation, say they've been assured by their hosts that security will be guaranteed.
South Korea's national